my mother was almost all white, and my father still had some white in his background. But basically, the family I grew up with was my father's, and they were basically black. And so they're the people that I lived with, grew up with, and love me, and I love them.
So how did you end up being in the Tuskegee Airmen Division, which was identified as kind of a black unit?
Well, because of the fact that during World War II, or during the period, the definition of who's white and black was, they call them colored, because any measure of black, you're colored, say, and so you're part of that group. And they're the group I grew up with, say, and they're the people I felt comfortable with. And so when I applied, I made sure I was applying to go to Tuskegee.
Coming away from World War II, what did you feel were the biggest accomplishments for the Tuskegee Airmen? Was it in the combat skies? Was it back home on the home front, advancing racial equality? Where do you think the legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen lies?
In both. We had a presidential unit citation for our mission to Berlin. We managed to destroy a damaged 409 enemy aircraft. 112 were in aerial combat, and we lost 12. Now, for people who were not supposed to be able to fly, that's a 10-to-1 kill ratio. Hey, that wasn't bad. Back in the States, we had a medium bombardment group that never had the opportunity to go overseas, and they encountered a record racial incident at Freeman Field, where they arrested 101 officers and court-martialed 3, and their crime was attempting to go into a white officers' club against the orders of the base commander and the commander of the 1st Air Force, who were in violation of War Department orders themselves. And we had the War Department orders after I had graduated from high school, pilot training, and this was in April 1945, and they court-martialed 3 fellas and convicted 1. It was later overturned, but those incidents are matters of record, and I think the performance of the Tuskegee Airmen experiment was such that they contributed largely to President Truman's decision to sign Executive Order 9981, to eliminate discrimination in the military.
Georgia, what do you think about that legacy question? Where does it lie?
Well, the thing is that the performance of the Tuskegee Airmen in Europe, Ramatelli was a all-black base, and they were able to do as well as any of the other groups as far as number of airplanes put in the air every day and the missions they flew. And so it meant that the ground crew was also doing their jobs. And so the Air Force became a separate service in September 1947 and was put on a par with the Army and the Navy. And shortly after, within months of being a separate service, they initiated a study, head of personnel of the Air Force, initiated a study on racial integration within the Air Force. And in April 48, the Chief of Staff announced that they were going to move ahead with this thing of equal opportunities, that is racial integration within the Air Force. They didn't give a date for it, but said they were going to move ahead with that. And several months later, President Truman in July issued his executive order. And the Air Force was ready to go with integration. And in July of 49 was the official date, 1st of July, where the outfits at Lockburn were inactivated, the 332nd, and everyone there received orders transferring to Air Force bases all over the world. And that was the start of integration. And a lot of it had to do with the Air Force people recognizing that those guys at Ramatelli did as good a job as anyone else, not only the pilots, but the ground crew also. So they felt these individuals could then make it anywhere. And so that's when integration started as far as the military service. Started with the Air Force on 1 July 1949. And that's another story.